In our second reading this morning, St. Paul spoke about the various gifts that the Holy Spirit distributes among the people of God. One of which, St. Paul said, is the gift of prophecy. So I thought I would begin by sharing with you some words of a modern-day prophet named Woody Allen. I read this on the internet, by the way, so it has to be true. He said, 90% of success is showing up. At least I think that's what he said. I also saw 80% and 70%, but one of these is an authentic quote from the prophet Woody Allen. The importance of showing up. And so as we reflect upon this beautiful gospel today from St. John, the wedding at the Cana, I invite you to notice, first of all, this simple fact that Jesus showed up at a wedding. The church has attached always great importance to this simple fact. The fact that Jesus was in attendance at a wedding. And the church says this is very important because it confirms, first of all, the goodness of marriage. That institution that God himself created in the very beginning with Adam and Eve in the garden. And that then endured even after the fall and sin down through the centuries into our own day. This is something good. God's idea. But now the church says the fact that Jesus showed up at this wedding proclaims also something new that he is going to do. He is going to now raise, elevate marriage to a sacrament. Which means that from now on, the consecrated love of husband and wife in marriage becomes a kind of prophecy. Simply being faithful to the vows of married life, that exclusive permanent love that is open to children. This speaks into the world eloquently of the love of God. In our first reading day from the prophet Isaiah, God spoke about his love in spousal terms. Husbands and wives, you are prophets simply by being faithful to your marriage vows. What a gift that is to the church and to the world in our day. Let's continue to explore this gospel reading today because there's something else very beautiful at work here as well. We learn from this gospel a lesson in how that love of Christ that is sacramentalized in marriage is renewed for us every time we come here to Holy Mass on the altar of our church. What are the key elements in this miracle, the first miracle that our Lord works? The key elements are water and wine. And if you watch closely here at Mass, we always use water and wine. In fact, in a few moments at the prayers at the offertory, the deacon will say quietly, you won't hear it, but a prayer as he pours into the chalice the wine and the water. He will say, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. That little prayer teaches us something about what our Lord was doing at Cana. On one level, he was simply caring for the needs of this couple as they were running short of wine. But on a much deeper level, the water is symbolic of our humanity. Water is something very common, right? Very ordinary. It symbolizes our humanity. But our Lord changes, by his divine power, water into wine. Wine is a symbol of divinity, of God's life. It's something much more precious. Why we break out the wine at solemn celebrations. Because our Lord has come, he teaches us in this miracle that he works at Cana, to raise our humanity to transform our humanity, to share in his own divine life, which is an astounding truth for which we should always be grateful. In our baptism, God gave us this gift of his grace to make us what Jesus is by nature, a son of God. We become by grace children of God. And in every Holy Mass, this divine grace we first received at baptism is meant to be nourished so it can grow. And so as at Cana, water became wine as a sign, here in the Mass, wine becomes the very blood of Jesus Christ. And bread becomes his true body. So that in Holy Communion, that divine life first given us in baptism can be nourished by the most precious of food and drink, the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. Note one other thing. That sign at Cana happens because Mary intercedes. It's very interesting to think about. Jesus' first miracle was prompted by our Blessed Mother. We could go into great depth about the significance of that. She recognizes the need of the couple and their guests. But here's the point I'd like you to reflect upon today. Mary is for us an icon and image of the church. And at every Holy Mass, at this wedding feast of the Lamb, the church, the bride of Christ, follows Mary's example and intercedes for us. The church says to Christ, they have no wine. In other words, they need your divine life. And it's at the request of the church, spoken especially by the priest in the Eucharistic prayer, that Jesus in every Mass works the miracle of the Eucharist and changes the bread and the wine into his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. Let's today, as we gather for this wedding feast of the Lamb of God, marvel at the humility of God. The humility of God who humbles himself to heed the request of his bride, the church. Let's open ourselves to the gift that he offers us here. So that as we are nourished by this most sacred food, we might truly be transformed. Our humanity might be divinized by God's grace. And we then will be able to carry out into the world this week the love of God dwelling in our souls. St. Patrick, pray for us.